Another question about the art and the maker.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in discussions where people start talking about the personality of the artist.
Yeah.
And how horrible that person is for various reasons.
Yeah.
Of, you know, what a jerk they are.
Yeah.
Therefore, they're not going to read that person's books or listen to their music or...
Right.
Or, you know, they're going to boycott those person's creations. And, you know, I realize that your five-tiered system takes this all into account, but just in a simple way, what do you think about this idea of, you know, I don't want to pay attention to that person's work because they're a jerk?
Right.
Should I say, I don't really care about their personality?
Yeah.
I'm just going to value the work on its own, on its own terms?
Well, the judgment that you're describing is indeed characteristic of level five pluralistic postmodern value structures. And there's a very positive aspect about those. Positive, healthy aspect, because all of these levels, again, they're all important, they all have to exist, and they're all ingredients in what we are. And each of them has healthy versions and unhealthy versions. The positive part of that is that this pluralistic self, Claire Graves called it the sensitive self, is sensitive to all of these nuances in including people and trying to be as inclusive as possible, not marginalizing or oppressing anybody. And one of the ways it does that is it judges a person not based on the products that they might do. A scientist comes up with a discovery or an artist produces an artwork or so on, but with a subjective tone or nature of the person producing it. And so, as you say, if an artist is subjectively, you know, a jerk, then they disqualify everything that goes with that. Now, obviously there's a downside to that, which is that, well, that's not really a comprehensive way to look at something. The positive side is that it really is trying to redress these imbalances where subjective jerkness has caused harm to a whole lot of people. And so that value structure tends to really stand back from that, sometimes overly, which is the downside, and says, okay, I don't want anything to do with that. If that person is racist, I don't care what they're doing. I don't want anything to do with that. Now, there's a certain nobility in that stance, but you have to be really, really careful because it gets taken to extremes very, very quickly. And moreover, itself excludes and marginalizes the other six levels of values. And the other six levels of consciousness, this level doesn't like. So it's not as inclusive as it likes to see itself. So it's involved in a little bit of self-deception sometimes. But the impulse itself is noble enough. And so I think, again, you know, you have to let people be where people are. And if that's a healthy expression of that level, that's okay. It's, to me, it's not integral. Because you really want to stand back, you want to look at levels and lines, and you want to judge all of these things based on a bigger picture. And the fact of the matter is, some spiritual teachers do really well in meditative areas, and they don't do well in psychosexual development. And some artists do really great in artistic endeavors, and they're moral maggots. I know, I wish everybody was at level seven everywhere, but that's not the way it is in the real world. And so you want to try to take a little more evenly balanced judgment about these things. I myself would not disregard artwork from an artist, but it would be part of the interpretive. The integral interpretation is this person was very highly developed in this line, and very lowly developed or pathologically developed in these lines. And that's part of an integral interpretation that includes the art. It doesn't throw it out.